This is Greg Moraglia with your Outbeat Radio News for the week of February 25th, 2018. Canadian Eric Radford became the first out gay athlete to win a gold medal at the Winter Olympics. Radford and his skating partner Megan DeHamel picked up the gold in the team figure skating event as they performed to Adele's Hometown Glory. Radford tweeted, quote, "This is amazing. I literally feel like I might explode with pride." And U.S. skier Gus Kenworthy's casual kiss with his boyfriend at the Winter Olympics was broadcast on television and sparked an outpouring of love online. NBC aired footage of Kenworthy kissing Matthew Wilkes shortly before a qualifying run in last Sunday's slopestyle event. The 26-year-old Kenworthy came out in 2015 and is one of only two openly gay men competing for Team USA at this year's Games. He won a silver medal in the same event in 2014 at the Sochi Olympics in Russia and had planned to kiss his boyfriend then in a similar style. He ultimately decided against doing so. He told reporters this year that being able to be out at this year's Games has made the experience so much more complete. And here in the U.S., LGBTQ Nation reported on a new website that launched last week titled Trump Dating. It made national news for denying membership to gay and bisexual people. The website's homepage features a picture of an opposite-sex couple, including Barrett Riddleberger and his wife. Journalists researched the 50-year-old Riddleberger and found that he had been convicted of child abuse that included being filmed having sex with a 15-year-old girl. Riddleberger and his wife were married 3 years after he was convicted in 1995 for, quote, "taking innocent liberties with a minor," end quote. WRAL News asked Riddleberger about the website and his past. He told reporters that he had already paid his debt for something he did 25 years ago and refused to answer questions unless reporters promised to write only about the present, not the past. The website asks potential new users if they are a straight man or straight woman and also lets them choose between being either happily married or unhappily married. It goes on to say that, quote, "We believe that by matching patriotic and political viewpoints as a base foundation of the relationship, it will allow one to focus on what really matters, conversation, commonalities, and all that goes well, courting. The same core values is absolutely essential if you are truly searching for a real life-changing relationship," end quote. And The Advocate reports that peaceful protesters crashed a Friday lecture at Harvard University with Jackie Hill Perry, a Christian activist and poet who encourages people to ignore their same-sex attractions for Jesus' sake. At least two dozen people held LGBT-affirming signs during the talk with Hill Perry, which was sponsored by a group called Harvard College Faith in Action. Hill Perry proclaims on her website that she was, quote, "saved from a lifestyle of homosexual sin," end quote. And in her talk at Harvard, she referred to queer people as broken. For a calendar of LGBT events happening here in the North Bay, go to gaysonoma.com. For Outbeat Radio News, I'm Greg Moraglia.